This is Crappy to Happy, and I am your host, Cass Dunn. I'm a clinical and coaching psychologist, a mindfulness meditation teacher, and of course, author of the Crappy to Happy books. In this show, I bring you conversations with interesting, inspiring, intelligent people who are experts in their field and who have something of value to share that will help you feel less crappy and more happy. Samantha Skelly is the founder and CEO of Pause Breathwork. After discovering the power of breathwork to heal and transform and seeing the benefits in her own life over 13 years ago, Sam has now made it her life's mission to teach people to empower themselves through the breath so that they can thrive, so that they can increase their quality of life through breathwork and through coaching. So if you are at all interested in learning more about breathwork, then you will love this conversation. And I would really recommend that you check out Sam's app. It is called Pause. If you're interested even in bringing breathwork to your own community, then tune in to hear about her breathwork facilitator training. As she shared with me, that has rolling starts. You can jump in at any time. So for now, here is Sam to tell us all about the power of the breath. Samantha Skelly, welcome to the Crappy to Happy podcast.
I'm so happy to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
It is super exciting to have you here because breathwork is a hot topic at the moment and you are doing great things in this space. I personally teach mindfulness and meditation. I've done yoga training and I think many other people are really curious about how breathwork fits into this kind of whole picture in terms of mind, body, well-being. But first I would love to ask you, Sam, what drew you to breathwork in the first place?
Nothing, actually. I did not go looking for it. The first time I saw breathwork, I judged it. I was like, that's ridiculous. I obviously know how to breathe. This is crazy. I found breathwork 15 years ago when I was in Bali. I was struggling with an eating disorder. I was struggling with body image issues. I did all of the cognitive behavioral change, tons of therapy. And I'm like, why am I not getting better? Why am I still using food as a drug? Why do I still hate my body? Why am I still super anxious? And the more personal development I did, the worse I was getting, which was a very strange thing.
Yeah, wow.
So I ended up reading the book Eat, Pray, Love by Elizabeth Gilbert and went to Bali, booked a one-way ticket. And that is where I found breathwork. And I went to go to a meditation class, actually. And it was brave for me to go to a meditation class at this point in my life, because I hated meditation. Like, the thought of like being in my body, feeling my emotions, being with all of my thoughts was so excruciating. I was constantly trying to run away from my body and run away from my thoughts. But I was like, you know what? Here I am in Bali, and this is what you do in Bali. You go meditate. So I went to go to this meditation class, and there actually was no meditation class, but there was a breathwork class. And I looked at the community board and I was like, breathwork, like, what the heck is that? That's crazy. And not only was it a class where you just breathe, but it was a class where you just breathe and it was 3 hours long. I'm like, there's no way my ADD brain is going to be able to do that for 3 hours. But you know those moments in life where intuition takes over and it's just like, go do that thing. That's why you're here. Go do that thing. So I found breathwork, or it found me. And that 3 hour breathwork class was the most transformational moment of my life. And since then, I healed my eating disorder within 3 months of finding breathwork, because wow, I could actually get into my body and tell the difference between an emotional hunger cue and a physical hunger cue. I just could feel my intuition. I felt aliveness. I just felt so good. I just felt so amazing. And I was just a student of breathwork for 8 years. I studied with all the top breathwork gurus at the time and soaked in and just learned as much as I could of this modality. And then of like, this is your next mission. It just felt so strong that I released everything that I was doing and I just went full steam ahead into this.
Good on you. I just think that's worth mentioning because I think there's listeners who will have a similar background and a similar story to you. So that's really, that's going to resonate with people who would have a similar response to the whole, what, breathe for 3 hours? Like, people just don't get that. I'm really curious to know,
What happened during that 3-hour session that was so powerful and transformational for you?
When I walked in, he came up to me, this teacher. He was dressed all in white. He had this big beard. He looked like Jesus. And he came up to me and he said, "You are about to go on the ride of your life." And I'm like, "What?" And he said, "You're going to experience the entire range of human emotion. You are going to feel the highest states of joy and bliss and ecstasy and just like contentment and peace. And you are going to release and shed and let go of everything in your body that's not serving you. You're going to cry and let go." And this was at a point in my life, Cass, where I felt either numb or anxious.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I didn't, my range of emotionality was incredibly limited because I was so heady and overthinking, overanalyzing, hypervigilant. Like, it was just so intense constantly. And I was disconnected from my body, my heart, the whole thing. So when he said that, I looked at him and I'm like, you don't know who you're talking to. Like, I don't think so. And so I lied down and I started breathing in this 3-part breath, which is into the belly, up into the chest, out through the mouth. And we just kept doing that. And within 3 or 4 minutes of doing that breath, for the first time in so long, my mind was just clear. My heart was open. My body was electric. And it was this beautiful experience of being so energized and so peaceful simultaneously. And that 3 hours felt like 15 minutes, and he was right. The entire time I was really going through this entire spectrum of emotion, feeling like very primal and releasing and screaming and letting go. And then like these highest states of like joy and bliss where I felt like my entire body was full of my heart energy. And after that experience, I woke up and I was like, why does the whole world not know we can do this? Like, this is so profound. This is so amazing. And so that moment was so transformational in my journey because, you know, since like that moment was the moment that inspired me, you know, it took 8 years for me to figure it out, but inspired me to, you know, create this app. Now, you know, millions of people all around the world have access to Pause Breathwork. We have this incredible facilitator training where people can come and train to be breathwork facilitators. And we have thousands of students in 27 countries. And so that moment was just like, it woke me up to like the potentiality of like what's possible for humanity. And yeah, that's the mission that's on my life. And that's what inspires me every day.
Amazing. And so when we talk about breathwork, so you just described a particular breathwork practice. Mm-hmm. So are there different, for somebody completely new to this, and I'm assuming you've got this probably covered on the app and you can share with me, but are there different kind of breathwork practices that serve different purposes or, you know, facilitate different kind of objectives?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So there's breathwork for relaxation and breathwork for transformation. Mm-hmm. Breathwork for relaxation is a lot of like things like box breathing, right? Very slow. That exhale is longer than the inhale. It's very like slow and intentional, right? Or just like breathing in through the nose and letting that exhale just fall out of your mouth with a sigh. When we do breathwork for relaxation, we're still in our conscious mind. Mm-hmm. We're still very present. We can do it while we're driving. We can do it while we're washing the dishes. We can do it while we're vacuuming. We can do it while we're, you know, whenever, right? It's about adding breath to our days in order to regulate our nervous system for relaxation. Then there's breathwork for transformation, which is lying down, ideally with a facilitator or someone, you know, or if you're an experienced breather on your own, and it's more intense. It's faster, there's more depth to it. So it can sound a little bit more like this. And that breath over a long period of time takes us out of our conscious mind, allows our body to really truly heal itself. Like, we are our own drug, we are the healers of our lives. And so that breath is more intense, it's faster, it's quicker, it takes more work, it takes more energy, and it takes us to a different place. Now, one is not more transformational than the other. Breathwork for relaxation is incredibly transformational. When we feel peace, we have better awareness, we have more perspective, we're more loving. So it's transformational in its own sense. And breathwork like that more like intense breath work is just serves a different purpose. And so depending on what we want, depending on what we're looking for, the way that we've orchestrated and organized the app is we have tracks anywhere from 3 minutes to 45 minutes, depending on what you're looking for, depending on how much time you have. And it just allows people to just kind of like choose their own adventure, if you will. And oftentimes with brand new people who just started with breath work, I'm like, just do 3 minutes a day and see how you feel. Like, you, like me doing 3 hours for my first time, like obviously that was divine and I needed that in order to like awaken into like what I'm doing now, but it's not necessary. And it can sometimes be like breath work's really intense, right? It's a form of meditation. It's a very active, full body form of meditation that is not always like just going super long and super hard is not, that's not what everyone should do because we all have different systems. Some people are a lot more sensitive, so that's actually going to be a lot more intense for people. So just depending on your body, your intention, and yeah, where you're starting, I always say start small and work up from there.
And what would be your kind of, you've obviously been doing this for a long time, Sam, you're very experienced and have trained with, like you said, lots of teachers. What's your kind of regular breathwork practice look like in your life?
Great question. So I do 20 minutes a day. Mm-hmm. Just like I shower every day, I do breathwork every day. It's an emotional shower. It's an emotional cleanse, right? It gives me an opportunity to cleanse out any energies, anything that I've taken on from my day, any stagnant energy. So I lie on my mat. I put my, I love red light therapy. So I put my red light therapy on. I put my big headphones on. I lie there and I do 20 minutes every single day. I've done that since I first found breath work, and it just gets my mind straight. It gets me out of any stories or doubt or self-sabotage, or just like it brings me back to my truth, right? So that's what I do every single day at a certain point during the day. Now, when I wake up, the best thing that we can do when we wake up before our morning coffee and after we hydrate ourselves is breathe. And 5 minutes is all you need. On the app, there's one called Morning Energizer. It's actually our most played track in all 150 of them. And you pop it on, Morning Energizer, you set your intentions, you clear out any stagnant energy that potentially got built up during your sleep. And then I love also doing 5 minutes at night, right before I get into bed, sitting on my mat, letting the day go, being grateful for everything that happened, kind of doing a little reflection on the day, a little journaling, and then go to bed. So for me right now, it's 5 minutes in the morning, 5 minutes at night, 20 minutes in the middle of the day. That's also a lot. You can work up to that. There's also times where last month in March, I just had like a really full March, a really intense, it was just like a season of intensity when it came to like being an entrepreneur. You know how we go through those seasons that really test us? I was definitely a testing season, plus Mercury retrograde, plus the eclipse, all the things. So I was like, okay, I'm going through a particularly intense time in my life. So I need to do more breath work so that I don't go crazy. So then I would do like hour long sessions or 75 minutes or whatever. But again, it's just like dependent. I always do 5, 5, 20. And then if I want to, if life is lifey and I need more, then I'll do more.
If life is lifey, I love that. What I love about that most, you know, is that most of us, when like life is being lifey, we drop all of the things that are.
Yeah, that's the worst thing important. You can do.
We're like, I don't have time for that. I don't have time. I'm too stressed. I've got too much to do. And so we forget all of those things. So actually leaning in and doing more of it that's a great takeaway for anybody listening.
Yeah. That's the worst thing you could do. It's like, oh.
Exactly. But it's what everybody does.
I know.
Well, at least with the app, though, it makes it so accessible to people. Like, there's not really any excuse, is there?
I don't think so. But people will still find excuses.
Of course they will.
Because that's human nature, Cass. You know that.
Oh, yeah. So Sam, for somebody who's curious and, you know, they've heard about breath work and they're kind of intrigued, but like, what are some of the benefits people can expect to achieve? Like, what are some of the profound changes that people experience in their lives when they start incorporating breath work?
I'm going to talk physical. I'm going to talk emotional, and then I'm going to talk spiritual.
We want it all.
Yeah. So physicality, when we use our breath, most people are such shallow breathers, right? It's like, so when we really work the breath, we get in, what we're doing is we're actually releasing a lot of the stuck energy, and we're making our cells healthier because we're bringing in more energy. It's life force, right? So when our cells are working better, our body's working better, we lower the inflammation in our body, we sleep better, we have more like cellular health. The lower the inflammation is, the less, you know, adaptable we are to diseases, getting sick. Breath work is also very powerful for weight loss. I know that's crazy, but it's absolutely true. And we lose most of our fat through our breath, not through our sweat, which is most people don't know. So it's such, I know, it's such a great practice for the physical body, for the heart, for the mind, for just being in that flow state. Emotionally, again, we are our own healer. We are the drug. We are the remedy to our suffering. So when we use our breath, most people are like, why am I crying? It's because we're releasing the part of us that's like, don't cry, don't cry, don't cry. And we're actually letting the body release the energy that's in the body waiting to be released, right? That incident that happened 7 years ago that you didn't process, you stuffed down into your body, the breath is going to go find that. It's going to go shake it up. It's going to release it. You're going to cry. You're going to shake. You're going to scream. You're going to let it go, right? So emotionally, there's so much energy in our bodies that's just not ours. I don't know about you, but I'm highly empathetic. I go in a room and I'm like, I just feel everyone's crap, right? So what I do after like big social engagements or a speaking engagement is I go home and I release the energy. I let it go, or else my mind will think that that energy that I took on from someone else is mine. And then I'll try and figure out, why do I feel like this and what's going on? And it's like, it's actually not yours. It's Becky's in the corner, right? So using the breath to release energy, release anxiety, release pain. And then on the other side of the emotional scale, we really tap into these higher states of joy and bliss. We open up our heart. Our hearts are cracked wide open. Our minds are clear. When our minds are clear, we can feel something other than stress and anxiety. Yay! So like getting into the body, releasing it all, letting it go. And so we do that through the breath. And then spiritually, whatever your spiritual path is, whether you know, whether that's God, whether that's universe, whether that's life force, whether that's angels, whatever it is, when we get out of our minds, we have direct access to the divine. And so my spiritual path is through God. And so when I breathe, that's when I can really hear God speak to me. That's when my prayers feel richer. There's more of a, I'm getting my human and all of my parts and doubts and crap out of the way. And I'm just like in direct connection with the divine. And so those three things together, you have a remedy for something pretty special. Even if you just do it for one, like some of my clients, like all they want is the physicality. They're like, I don't care about my emotions and spirituality. I just do it for the physicality. Others, they're like, I need pause breath work because I'm super anxious and I need to breathe and let this go. And then, you know, I do a lot of work in, like, I teach breath work in churches. So it's like using breath work in order to connect. So it's like, choose your own adventure. It's all there for you, you know?
Yeah. Amazing. And Sam, so once somebody has taken that step in and they, well, actually, maybe or maybe not, they have become more experienced in practicing their own breath work. You also offer a facilitator training.
For sure.
Tell us about that.
Yeah. So my vision is let me go back. When pause dropped into my awareness and the mission came to me and it was so clear. It was just like, oh yeah, this is the mission that's meant. I literally shut down a profitable 7-figure business in order to start this because I knew it was exactly what I needed to do. So I got this very clear image of the globe, the world, with all of these like tiny little lights on it. And those lights were a representation of my breathwork facilitators who are in their communities and homes and companies teaching breathwork and just helping people come back into their power. And so I knew that I wasn't meant to do it by myself. I knew that through pause and through my work and through our facilitator training, that is how we would light the world up. That is how we would raise the consciousness. And so we created the Pause Breathwork Facilitator Training in 2017. We're now the largest breathwork facilitator company worldwide. And we have a trauma-informed approach, and we train people to become trauma-informed masterful facilitators so that they can go integrate it into their businesses or start a business of breathwork. You know, a lot of people are realizing like, hey, the corporate world's just not for me. And so we have a lot of people who are like, I'm going to take this training. I'm going to learn how to teach breathwork. I'm going to do it on the side and maybe I'm going to go into it full time. We also have people who are coaches, who are mindset coaches and want to do like the deeper somatic healing, the somatic work. We have people who are just, you know, just want to do it for themselves. They don't want to do it for a career. So depending on what people are after, depending on what they desire, the training's just a powerful training that allows people to either do this for a career or just do it for their own spiritual and personal development.
Yeah, that's good to know. So people don't have to be experienced and need to be looking to make a career from it. They can actually do it purely to deepen their own practice and enrich their own understanding and knowledge.
And many people do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Amazing. And do you run that, how often does that open up for enrollment, Sam?
You could literally join today and start tomorrow.
Well, this is good to know. This is good news.
Yeah. So whenever you want to start, you start. And then we have about 11 live calls a week. So depending on your time zone, we have so many students in Australia.
Like, really?
Crazy amounts. I'm from Canada and I know like Canadians and Australians like love each other. Yeah. So I'm like, is that why? I don't know. But like, there's so many students from Australia. It's amazing. So, and then we have a lot of UK students. We have tons, obviously, in America and Canada, but depending on your time zone, you can choose. You can go to all 11 if you want, that'd be crazy, but you can choose what time works best for you. So you can start anytime.
That's amazing. I know so many of my listeners are going to be really interested in this. And I just wanted to pick up on something you said before, because I think it's so profound, that you closed down and walked away from a very successful seven-figure business because you were intuitively guided. Now, some people would say that's crazy, but the level of self-trust in that decision and the women that I work with and the women that listen to the podcast and the women that I work with as a coach and a psychologist, there is so much self-doubt and so much like of this up in my head, can't make a decision. What should I do? You know, all of that stuff that you talked about, the stress and the anxiety. So that capacity to be able to just tap into an intuitive, just knowing that this is the thing and then trusting this is the way. I think that is just, that's profound for many people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, thankfully I learned that lesson at a very young age, that the most powerful combination is a strong intuition and a clear mind. Mm. And I've really trusted my intuition over my years. And when I look back, my intuition's never wrong. Like, you know, and it's so powerful when it comes to, I mean, I have a lot of people that work at Paws. I hire on intuition and I fire on intuition. In fact, I need to fire someone today on intuition. Right? Not that works at Paws. That works in another area of my life. But just so you know, guys, everyone's safe at Paws. Someone who works in another area of my life. I'm like, oh, this person's not it. Right? It's not it. I get to follow my instincts and follow my intuition because I know, like, there's this little thing called the inconvenient truth, right? Mm-hmm. It's like when there is an inconvenient truth, meaning, man, it's so inconvenient to let that person go. They're holding so much right now. And that means I need to go back to the drawing board. I need to hire. And that's so annoying, right? But it's an inconvenient truth means, Sam, go do it. Like, it's going to be worse and even more inconvenient, and it's going to ruin the experience if you hold on and prove yourself right. Right. So it's like those inconvenient truths of like, when my body feels it, when it's a no in my body, I got to take action. I can't. And so for the listeners, one of the most powerful things that we can do is know the difference between an intuitive no and a fear no.
Yeah.
How do we do this? My way is breathwork. Choose your own adventure, but my way is breathwork. When I breathe and I get out of my mind and I really ask my body, is this right for me? It'll either say yes or no. And that discernment is so valuable.
Mm, totally agree. 100%. And even, and I know that in myself and in my life as well. And it's easy to get out of the habit of connecting with your body and being in your body And we just get, you know, like I said before, we get busy and we're up in our head and we're overthinking everything. And I've had that a little bit lately myself. I've been thinking, hang on a second, it's too much thinking going on here, too much thinking. Stop.
For sure.
Slow down, calm down, sit still, shut up. Like, as in my own mind.
Yeah, totally. Shut up there. So noisy.
It's like I used to say to people when I was teaching meditation, I would crave, if I hadn't been meditating, I would crave meditation like you crave vegetables after you've had too much junk food. You know, tells you what you need.
Yeah.
So I also, by the way, love, I think pause is just the most perfect name for a breathwork company. Where else? So anybody who's interested, who wants to either check out the app, check out the facilitator training, where do they go? How do they find you? Do you do any live things as well? Do you run retreats or anything like that?
We run retreats, we do events, we do it all. So once you get into the Pause universe, you'll be able to see all the things that are going on. I run events, my students run events. There's lots of stuff going on all the time, which is really, really beautiful. Pausebreathwork.com is the best place to go to apply for the facilitator training. You'll see the link to apply there. If you have an Android or a iOS, just search Pause Breathwork in the App Store and you'll be able to check out the free 14-day trial of the app. Super powerful. Check it out. Let me know. And then I am Samantha Skelly on Instagram. So my handle is just my first and last name, Samantha Skelly. Come say hi. Come let me know that you heard about Pause through this podcast and I'd love to meet you.
Yeah. Perfect. Amazing. Thank you so much for your time and thank you for all that you are doing in the world. It's amazing work. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me. This was so fun.
The link to Sam's website is in the show notes. Do go and say hi to her on Instagram, Samantha Skelly. As always, come and say hi to me on Instagram, Kastan_XO or Crappy to Happy Pod. And I can't wait to catch you on the next episode of Crappy to Happy.